Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Sticking with the current times, of course, we are in the midst and the throes of the final end of the festivities of 2021, going into the work of 2022, but there's still a bit of partying to be have. And of course, with the curfew now being lifted, that party is going to carry on into the early hours of the morning. Some people are going to enjoy it. Some people like myself who try sleep in the new year may not enjoy it that much. And I know for a fact that my boy Sugar Ray doesn't like certain aspects of New Year's, especially the fireworks. Joining us now is Wayne Minnar. He's a spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department. And I've spoken to Wayne more times in the last few weeks than I've spoken to him in the last 21 years, despite the fact that I've known him as long. So, Wayne, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
I'm good, man, Wayne. Wayne, so problems as always. Your guys are going to be stretched very thin on the ground tonight. They're going to be working while everybody else is partying. So firstly, a huge thank you to your teams that are going to be out there tonight, not spending time with their families, making sure there's safety on the road, safety in the clubs, safety in the restaurants, but also enforcing bylaws. Tell us under what conditions fireworks are in fact allowed tonight.
Yes, in fact, we're issuing a very stern warning about igniting of fireworks tonight, because there are certain fireworks which can be very loud, and that causes trauma not only to human but also to animals, particularly dogs at this time of the year, causing dogs to get so frightened that they jump through windows or across palisade fencing. So anyone who's going to be igniting fireworks in an irresponsible manner, unfortunately, will have to face the consequences. There are now fines of between 1,000 to 1,500 rand that can be issued for igniting of fireworks in the old age homes, hospitals, also near animals, and within 500 meters of filling stations. Then if they are individuals who will be igniting fireworks, the loud bang type of fireworks, which will be disturbing of the peace, the arrest will be imminent and the individuals will be processed at police stations.
And the zero tolerance, I understand. Now, having lived in Houghton, a lot of my neighbors were very moneyed, influenced, affluent. And they had no scum in putting out some of the putting out all the stops and putting in place some of the biggest firework shows you can imagine. 1,000, 1,500 rand fine means nothing to these people. These are the kind of people that race up and down every day in the ultimate luxury cars that run into the millions of rands. Is this fine sufficient to try prevent these people from abusing the bylaws, or are there harsher penalties? Can a person actually be arrested if they say, oh, well, I can pay that fine, crumple the fine up in front of your officer, throw it down at his feet, and carry on with his fireworks?
Yes, that's why we are warning that individuals who disturb the peace will be arrested. So I think that's the ultimate for anyone who will be igniting fireworks in a responsible manner, will have to be processed at the police station and then have to appear before court. So it's a serious step. It's a serious warning. And individuals who will be stepping out of line, unfortunately, will have to face the consequences.
Well, that's good news. I like the fact that this zero tolerance stance has been taken. I like the fact that people can now be arrested, in fact, for disturbing the peace. Because like I said, we've seen heritage houses, the most beautiful houses that are protected, pulled down. And the person gets hit with a fine. Some fines have been harsh. The fines are normally around 30,000 rand. Some fines, I think the highest fine that's been given for knocking down a house to build a development was around 300,000 rand. But when you look at that particular property, and they put up 10 luxury units selling at about 10 million rand a piece, that 300,000 rand fine meant nothing. So the analogy of a person with money firing off this incredible firework sequence, getting a slap on the wrist of a 1,500 rand fine just didn't make sense. So I'm very happy to hear that there's going to be arrests made if these guys flaunt the law.
Yes, indeed. So we're happy that there'll be no curfew. So that means there won't be need for officers to check on everyone outside of the residence after midnight. That is a relief. And then we're also happy for business because now activity and sales and people will be marrying up until the early hours of the morning, which is good. And also for the spirit, for people to be able to usher in the new year late after midnight and then for good celebration. As long as it's in a responsible manner, we also going to act against individuals who drink in public. So if drinking of alcohol is taking place, it must be in a licensed establishment or in the confine of their home, nothing outside in public. And then also the big problem, as usual, this time of the year, drinking and driving. So those who will be taking a chance behind the wheel, unfortunately, will also have to be arrested.
Wayne Minard, to you and your team that's working tonight, both from JMPD and EMS, a very happy new year and thank you for your service.
Thank you very much and the very same to you and all the listeners. A very, very prosperous and happy new year.
Wayne Minard is the spokesperson for the JMPD.